Reading the World Now 3. Copyright 2013. Compass Publishing. All rights reserved. Chapter 1. The World of Books. Unit 1. Voices of Africa. African authors are arguably not as well known as those from North American and European countries. However, Africa is home to many gifted and acclaimed writers. Among the most important voices from Africa are Chinua Achebe, Wole Soyinka, and Ngugi wa Thiong'o. Many of these authors' works deal with cultural customs and history. Some works express their criticism of colonialism. Chinua Achebe is a Nigerian novelist and poet. He began publishing his writing in the late 1950s. Over his career, he has written 6 novels, dozens of essays and commentaries, collections of short stories and poems, and even children's books. The bulk of his work deals with African politics, pre-colonial African society, and the repercussions of colonialism on Africa, which he views as overwhelmingly negative. Achebe's most acclaimed novel, Things Fall Apart, was surprisingly his first and was published in 1958. Since its first printing, it has sold 10 million copies and has been translated into 50 languages, making Achebe the most translated African author of all time. The work is widely read in academia and has been cited by Norway, England, the United States, and Africa as one of the top 100 novels of all time. It tells the story of an African village during the 1800s and focuses on Okonkwo, one of the leaders of the community. The village exists in relative harmony and order until the appearance of a white man threatens their religion and traditional way of life. The change proves to be too much for Okonkwo and ends very tragically. The work is representative of Achebe's recurring themes of African politics and the effects of colonialism, which appear frequently in his later works. Wole Soyinka, also from Nigeria, is considered the country's premier playwright. Soyinka holds the distinction of being the first African to receive the Nobel Prize in Literature. Although some of Soyinka's work centers on African colonialism, like Achebe's, he is also an outspoken critic of modern Nigerian governments and tyrannical regimes worldwide. As a political activist, Soyinka has been persecuted for his beliefs and actions. In 1967, he was imprisoned for nearly 2 years for trying to negotiate a peace agreement between 2 warring factions in the Nigerian Civil War. In 1993, when a dictator took control of Nigeria, Soyinka went into voluntary exile and has been living abroad since that time. Soyinka's best-known play is Death and the King's Horsemen, which, like Things Fall Apart, focuses on the period of British colonial rule and the negative effects resulting from the collision of 2 fundamentally different cultures. Ngugi wa Thiong'o was born in Kenya in 1938. When Kenyan rebels fought against the British administration there, in a conflict now known as the Mau Mau Uprising or Mau Mau Rebellion, Thiong'o was also affected. His mother was tortured and his stepbrother killed in the struggle. Thiong'o's literary career began with his first novel, Weep Not, Child. This was followed by The River Between, which examines the uneasy coexistence between Christians and non-Christians. The Mau Mau Rebellion serves as a backdrop for the work. Like Soyinka, Thiong'o has also been a victim of political persecution. His 1977 play, I Will Marry When I Want, was highly critical of what has been termed neo-colonialism, the state of oppression and exploitation that has continued in Africa after the official end of colonial rule. Upon the release of the play, his arrest was ordered. He was held for a year in a maximum security prison. After his release, the loss of his job and the harassment of his family led to a relocation to London in 1982, and then to the United States, where he remains in self-imposed exile. Thiong'o briefly returned to Kenya in 2004, effectively ending his exile, but was again victimized when he and his wife were physically assaulted in their apartment. The works of these authors are rich in historical facts, cultural insight, and political conviction. Their willingness to speak out in spite of personal danger is a testament to their vision, their commitment to raise awareness of cultural ideals, and their desire to bring about social change.